Okay. Hello.
Hello,
this is David. This is also Seven Lords Blog UK. And I'm in the car with my kids and I'm still going to do a recording. I'm going to record this post and it's called As Long As You're Happy. As Long As You're Happy. A work colleague of mine shared a picture about the LGBTQPXYZ phenomena that's being celebrated in Western culture at the moment. Now, in this picture or meme, in this meme, within it, there's a few pictures displaying various pairings of men and women kissing. And after those pictures, the question is posed, as long as you're happy, does it matter who you fall in love with? Now, with little to no thought, a person could answer to the negative. No, it doesn't matter. But with more thought, I think most people would hesitate to say no. But that's just me speculating, right? Let me stand on firmer ground and speak for the person I do know, namely me. And I think I will soon. The fact is that even in Western culture, personal happiness is not the litmus test as to whether acts of intimate or erotic love are appropriate. Such an idea that personal happiness is a test of propriety or morality is called hedonism, and is still rejected by most, I think. Now, this is easy to prove by asking a few questions to the people who use such a hedonistic question to justify LGBTQPHWR. So here's an example. So I would say, so you wonder what's wrong with acts of affection and romantic love as long as that person is happy, right? It doesn't matter who you love, right? And the free lover says, yeah, man, that's right. That's right. And me, I'll reply, so if a grown man or woman shows romantic affection to a prepubescent child or a child under legal age, if that free lover is a statist, as many are, that's okay as long as he or she is happy, right? And the free lover says, and I'll continue, so if a mother falls in love with a son, with that mother's son, or a sister shows signs of romantic love to a brother, irrespective of age, they could both be over the state-imposed age of consent or under, whatever, but that's okay, right? The free levels say, but, and I'll continue, but if a person shows romantic love to an animal, as long as that person's happy, and I could continue, but the fact is, there are not many people who can consistently say, as long as a person's happy, that it's all okay. But in this day and age, there are a few that will stick to their guns, but I won't deal with their argumentation right now. The fact is that incest, bestiality, and pedophilia are rejected regardless of the happiness of the participants in this day and age. But the person who stops at LGBTQESNK and rejects the other variants of love and happiness, they don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to their arbitrary limit. Neither do they have any authority to tell another human being how to live without becoming a bully and a tyrant. So when I see this question, as long as you are happy, it doesn't matter who you fall in love with, my answer is the same as that of the creator of all. Yes, it does matter, especially when it comes to consummating such a love. And people are unwilling to have, and if people are unwilling to have his standard as a standard for behavior, then such a group will sink into the bile of subjectivity. That's it. I'm going to stop there. That's it. I hope that's okay. That's what I've got. Well, anyway, have a great day and be well.